is the beginning of Holy Week, Palm Sunday. You know, in the gospel reading at the blessing of the palms, the crowd acclaimed Jesus as the King of Israel at his entry into the city of Jerusalem. They shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." You know, a few days later, as the Passion reading tells us, the same crowd rejected Jesus with hostile cries, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" You know, let us take note that our celebration this Palm Sunday began with acclamations of Hosanna and ended with cries of "Crucify him." Today's liturgy, therefore, ushers in the start of Holy Week by presenting to us two very contrasting moments of the last week of Jesus' earthly life. From the palms of royal welcome at his triumphal entry to the seeming defeat of his death on the cross. Now, is there something that we can learn from this stark contrast of the palms with the cross? I would like to suggest two important lessons. First, the palms of royal entrance was to show that Jesus was indeed a king. The cross of the Passion was to show what his kingship really means. So, if you remember, in the triumphal entry into Jerusalem, Jesus already gave us an unmistakable hint about the nature of his kingship. For in the midst of the cheering crowd waving their festive palms, he deliberately chose to ride on a donkey. Why is that? Because a donkey is a humble beast of burden. And this is what he wanted to show us, that his kingship was not about power, dominance, or riches, but the kingship of service and humility. So this then is the lesson of the palms: humble service. This means that as believers of our Lord Jesus Christ, we are called to follow him in this humble servanthood. What is more, Jesus clearly teaches this lesson in another part of the gospel when he told his disciples, "It shall not be so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." And this brings us to the contrast of the palms, the cross. The Gospel Passion reading abruptly changes the scene and the focus. The palms of victory in the royal entrance, just in the space of a few days, become the cross of the Passion. The triumphal entry into Jerusalem becomes the way of the cross. In other words, kingship gives way to humble servanthood, and service yields to radical self-emptying. The gift of oneself reaches its peak of self-giving, to the point of dying for the sake of others. St. Paul puts this lesson of the cross very clearly when he said, Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to grasp, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. So as we enter Holy Week, let us carry these valuable lessons contained in the palms and in the cross. Let us remember the lesson of the palms that is expressed very well in the prayer of the blessing of the palms, which says, let these branches be for us signs of Jesus' victory, and grant that we who bear them in his name may ever hail him as our King and follow him in the way that leads to eternal life. Let us also remember the lesson of the cross that is also well expressed in the prayer at the beginning of Holy Week, when we prayed, mercifully grant that we, walking in the way of the cross, may find it none other than the way of life and peace. So concretely today, we find many opportunities to apply these lessons of humble service, as signified by the palms, and of self-emptying, as signified by the cross. We can find these opportunities in our highway exits in neighborhood streets. We can find them broadcasted on the radio, TV, in our computers, iPads, and iPhones. We can find them in our families and even in our own hearts. So let us make use of these opportunities to be a blessing to others, especially to those in need. Let us make our Holy Week a time for a new life, not only for ourselves, but also for our loved ones and for our others. Amen.